for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, and Oscar Malloy.
And so we see that a dialect from the eastern part of the United States is somewhat different from one from the western part. And now, class, I would like to give you an assignment that will be due next week. I notice in the form you filled out about yourselves that you all have portable tape recorders. I want you should go all around Los Angeles and tape at least 6 different dialects or draws from all over the world, if possible. Then you bring your tapes in on Monday and you'll receive your final grades. That's all for today. Class dismissed.
Boy, that German nitwit has done it again.
Yeah, how the hell does he expect us to go out and get 6 different dialects?
With our tape recorders, of course.
Come on, let's go get some lunch.
Damn dialects! That idiot must think we have no other classes to study for. What the hell am I gonna do?
Oh, I hate school. I guess I'll call Mobile Monolith and try to relax while I tense up.
Well, that about wraps up the comments. I see we still have about 10 minutes on this 46-minute cassette to do.
Oh, wouldn't you know that I call in after all the comments were played? I have all the luck.
Little did you know that I am the master of 1,000 voices. I can imitate almost any foreign or domestic accent with little or no trouble. Let's see. For example, how would you like to hear a Mexican from East L.A., huh? Okay, here we go on this.
Hey, man, you give me that ring or I'll cut your throat, okay?
Here's another great one you'll like. Let me turn down the music a little bit. Too much music on this. How about a black dude from Watts?
Hey, sucker, give me that wallet or I'll slice off your gonads.
Now, here's the...
Wait a minute!
I just got a brilliant idea. I think I'll pay my old friend M Squared a visit.
Good old M Squared, he always comes through loud and clear.
Hey, M Squared! Open the door! Hey! Hey!
Who is that?
It's Stu!
Who?
Not who, Stu!
Who? Stu?
Yeah, Stu!
Well, let me uncue the music, Stu.
I wish you'd hurry up because I have a very important favor to ask you, and I don't have all that much time.
Why are you yelling?
I'm not...
I'm not yelling.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, here's the deal. I have to do a report on dialects. I got to do this tape recording on 6 different dialects. We're supposed to go out and get these dialects.
Oh, you're sure stuck on dialects. Just get to the point.
Well, I heard your tape. That is the last 10 minutes of it. And your voices were, they were great. I mean, you're really versatile. You really. And I was wondering if...
Flattery will get you everywhere. One thing, though, your teacher probably wants you to go and find people that have these dialects, people that talk with them, right?
Well, yeah.
Therefore, if I did them, it'd be cheating.
Well, no, not exactly. I distinctly remember the teacher saying we had to tape at least 6 different dialects. He never said they all couldn't come from one person.
Yeah, but you know what he really means, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't have the time to go gallivanting around town looking for dialects. What do I say to these people?
But pardon me, sir, but do you talk funny?
No, it wouldn't work out right. I could end up in the hospital.
Yeah, I see your point. Then you wouldn't be able to run Fun Phone. Listen, on second thought...
Never mind! Will you help me out?
Yeah, I guess so. Which dialects you want me to do?
Okay, wait. Let me set up the recorder here. First, do that Mexican from East L.A. and keep talking until I say thank you.
Okay, tell me when.
Hold it. We need an appropriate background sound effect. Do you have a good record we can play to make it sound like we're in East L.A.?
Let's see. No, I don't think they have murder on discs yet.
Very funny. Wait, here's one. Children playing. We can make it like I'm talking to you in a park.
A park? In East L.A.?
Echo Park, Quimby. Perfect. Okay, ready? Here we go. Hi there, Mexican. Would you please say a few words into this tape recorder?
Who you calling Mexican, man? I'm a Chicano turkey snot. Hey, that's a nice recorder. How about working it over?
No, I'm sorry, but I'm doing a report for school and...
Well, I'm doing a heist for Mama. Give me that thing or I'll take off a piece of your nose.
But Mr. Mexican... Ow! What the hell are you doing, M squared?
I just thought I'd make it as realistic as possible. After all, we gotta convince your professor. Let's see, I think you're gonna need a bandage for that nose.
If I still have a nose, what was that you scratched me with?
I'll butcher knife.
Wonderful. Ugh.
Okay, now do a black.
Hey, you mother, what you doing here anyway? Coming over here with that little Radio Shack special. Why oughta...
Stu, how'd you do gathering dialects?
Oh, it was great, Jeffy. I ended up getting a Mexican, 5 different black dialects, a Southerner, a New Yorker, a German, a Russian, a Japanese, and a Vietnamese.
God, Stu, how'd you manage to get all those? How long did it take you to get all those voices?
About 30 minutes.
30 minutes? God, I worked 2 days and I only got 4 different dialects. That's amazing.
Here comes the teacher. Now we'll know how we did.
I have listened to all your tapes, and I must say that they were all quite interesting, particularly that of Mr. Funfone.
Wow, did you hear that, Stu?
Your grades are posted on the door. You may check them after class, all except Mr. Funfone. I would like to talk with you upon dismissal.
Yes, sir. You wish to see me, sir?
Yes, Stuart. Please sit down. I must say that your recordings were quite interesting. You thought you could fool me, didn't you?
What do you mean, sir?
You know what I mean. And you almost got me. You almost had me believing that they were all different people until I got to the Vietnamese.
What do you mean?
Oh, come now. You couldn't think I'm that stupid.
I never even caught those.
And here's something else you're going to catch. Your final grade.
F? Why?
Oh, come now. Isn't it quite obvious, Stuart? Next time you intend to fool me, don't get M squared to help you.
M squared? You mean you know him?
Well, not personally, but I never miss his line. His comet line is the best in the city. In fact, his comet line is the only one in the city. I heard the last 10 minutes of the tape, Stu. How do you think I was able to make an assignment for the class? If it wasn't for that tape, you all wouldn't have final grades. Now, you've got your grade. Get lost. This is an order.
Stu! Professor Schnitzelgruber gave me a B just for trying. What'd you get?
Jeffy, must we always discuss grades? My God, it's like a way of life with you. Let's go have lunch.
Stu, I really gotta hand it to you. You're the only person I know who can get such a good grade in a class and doesn't brag about it. You've really got strong nerve.
You can say that again. Come on, let's go.
We'd like to thank our special guest, M Squared, for appearing on this skit. This is Stu Funfone speaking.
Okay.